Have you ever stopped to ask yourself, who is the thinker of your thoughts? Most people think that they are a human, that all they are is just a human, and that their thoughts are created by themselves, the human. But if that was the case, why are you able to observe your own thoughts? How are you able to take a step back and notice the mind thinking its own thoughts? If you've ever spent any time meditating and trying to quieten down your mind, you'll know that it's impossible to stop your mind from thinking. The thoughts just keep on coming. And not only do the thoughts keep on coming automatically and we don't seem to be able to stop them, but we also don't seem to have any control as to what the content of our thoughts are. Our thoughts seem to run away with themselves as if they've got a mind of their own. And that's just it. They do have a mind of their own, and that mind doesn't belong to you, the human. So who does it belong to? Stick around and I'll let you know. The problem is that if you continue to believe that your thoughts are generated by you, the human, you will always suffer from low self-worth. How can you value your human self at all when you're thinking thoughts that you don't want to think, when you're believing things you don't want to believe, when you're taking action that you don't want to take, and when you're manifesting things you don't want to manifest? If your human self behaves differently from the image of the person that you want to be, then you'll never like yourself. The best way to get the highest self-esteem, the most confidence, and the highest self-worth is to know who you really are. Who is the thinker of your thoughts? So where do our thoughts really come from? Our thoughts come from the universal mind that connects all humans together. And what is the universal mind? There are so many different words to describe the universal mind, but some words are God, the infinite intelligence, source, the creator. My own name for the universal mind is the director, because the director directs our lives as humans. The universal mind is the one mind that connects everything that exists. And as there is only one mind, one universal mind, that means that everything that appears to be separate from the creator, from the source, from the director, isn't actually separate at all. The separation is just an illusion. The human experience is just an illusion designed to give the universal mind, the director, a different experience that it wouldn't be able to experience otherwise. So what does that mean for us as humans? Who are we? What is our consciousness? Who does it belong to? Our consciousness is the universal mind. We are the universal mind. You are the universal mind. You are the one mind. You are the director. And so is every other human. The human experience was created by the director, so the director could experience being separate and all the benefits that go alongside being separate, such as being able to love and have relationships with other people. There are so many benefits of believing that you are the one universal mind, that you are the director. It is such a freeing experience. It means that everything that happens in your life has meaning and purpose, as well as all the bad stuff. It means that you can finally be free from worrying about your own thoughts. And despite what people might tell you, your thoughts are not who you are. Your thoughts don't create anything. Your thoughts are a creation. Your thoughts are a work of art designed to help you believe that you are a separate human. And regardless of your thoughts, you can still be the person you want to be, and you can still have the human experiences that you want to have. Knowing who you really are helps you be free. Knowing who you really are saves you a lot of anxiety and stress, because you no longer have to worry about the constant mind chatter. So you might be wondering now, do humans have any power to manifest anything? And here's the truth. We are supposed to believe that us as humans do have the power to manifest things. As part of the illusion of being a human, we're supposed to believe that we do have the power to achieve the things that we want to achieve. We're supposed to believe that us as humans have free will to decide what we want to decide. But the truth is that humans don't have any power to manifest. And you might be thinking, well, why do you talk about manifestation all the time if you literally have no power to manifest anything? And just because yourself as a human doesn't have the power, that doesn't mean that you can't get what you want as a human. You do have power to manifest things, but it's not you as a human who has the power, it's you as the director who has the power. And when you know that the director is directing your whole life and shaping your whole life, you finally see the point in your existence. You see that your desires are there for a reason because they are supposed to manifest. There is no point in having these desires to achieve something or have something in your life if you weren't going to have them. Desires are promises. We don't want things that we can't have. Who does have the power to manifest? The only thing that has the power to manifest is the director. But thankfully, you are the director. That means you have the power. But here's the catch. Although you do have all the powers of the entire world as the director, but as the director, you decided that you were going to create this consciousness, this human consciousness, this illusion, which is a human experience, and you were going to limit yourself to experiencing that human experience. And to really experience what it's like to be a human, you had to let go or forget about your powers as a director and forget that you were even the director at all. But all is not lost, because you can still get what you want as a human. You can still manifest what you want. And it's not by using any human willpower or human actions or human thoughts. All of that stuff is already dictated by the director. The only way that you create what you want is to become the director. How do you become the director? You become the director by using your imagination. Your imagination is the power of the director. You might think, oh, it's me as a human sitting here imagining what I want, but it's not. It's you as a director sitting there imagining that you have what you want. You have the power to create whatever you want through the use of your imagination. And this might sound very expansive, but remember, you are still in this limited human experience, which means you can only manifest what you think you should have, what you want, and also what you think you should have in your life. The whole journey of manifesting something is an experience to enjoy. Your desires were given to you by the director so that you could enjoy the whole experience, the experience of desiring something, the experience of wanting something, the experience of creating something using the imagination, the experience of waiting for something with anticipation and excitement, knowing that it's going to come, of looking forward to something, and finally the experience and the joy of actually manifesting and having the thing that you want to have. It's a journey, it's a process. We're not supposed to click our fingers and manifest just like that. We are supposed to enjoy the process. Humans are limited to the experience of time for a reason, so that we can wait for things and experience the longing for things and the anticipation. Humans were given the experience of time so that we can enjoy time unfolding. Unfolding from the point of creation to the point of manifestation. That is the experience that we are here to live and enjoy. So don't think that waiting is a bad thing. Waiting is a good thing. Waiting also brings out positive emotions and other emotions that you get to experience along the journey. And this process never stops. When you manifest the thing that you want, there's always something more you want to manifest. I have now manifested living my perfect day. Every day I manifest my perfect day. But that doesn't mean to say that I don't want to manifest other things, because we change and we want new things. And that's all part of the excitement and the experience of life. And if you want to know how to manifest your perfect day, I have a mini course that you can get for a very low price in the description below. Leave me a comment below letting me know who is the thinker of your thoughts. What do you think? And I have another video for you to watch, which is, does everybody have the ability to manifest something? And I think the answer is going to surprise you. I would love it if you could like this video, subscribe for more, and now it's your turn to go and put your stamp on the world.